Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. And this is episode 8. We are extremely excited because we're moving right along and moving ahead and being consistent with our podcast shows. In case you didn't know, we do come twice a month. So every 2 weeks on our Mondays, we will share a new podcast show. So I'm extremely excited to come today to be sharing with you a juicy, juicy topic. As a matter of fact, this topic is so juicy that I believe I'm going to do this into a 2 or 3 part series. It's so much information to cover that I want to make sure that I am not missing anything. This topic and this series is going to hit you somewhere in regarding to building a thriving, profitable business as the ministry that God has given you. And so I think that's what I'm going to do. So stay tuned as I get ready to share. But before I do that, I want to make sure that you do not forget to download your 42-minute free training. It is a webinar, Launch Your Life Coaching Empire. This webinar, I am sharing 4 major things. What really is coaching? The 7 income streams of launching your coaching business, 7 benefits of life coaching training, and why the time is now to answer the call to coach. And as you can probably tell, I'm really pushing forward in sharing that I believe that life coaching, it is a powerful platform for you to create amazing services, transformational services that change the lives of people that you've been called to serve. Not only that, it is a platform where you can create wealth and building your life and fulfilling the mission that God has for you. So don't forget to download. It's absolutely free. All you need to do is go to thewomanchristianceo.com and click on free training. That's all you have to do. I made it less complicated than last time. So go to thewomanchristianceo.com and click on training. And you're able to download the training from there and able to watch it from there. So you don't want to miss this powerful training. So get on to that. We are really excited because we have officially launched the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School. When I say this is a God idea, it is a God idea. I'm over bubbling over in my soul, and I really want this free training to be the introduction to what we do at our life coaching school. So please don't forget to download that training. Well, without further ado, let's get into our juicy topic today. And so the topic is, drum roll, your personal issues are affecting your money. Oh, isn't that good? Your personal issues are affecting your money. Let me tell you, this is a personal journey of mine, how internally my mindset, internally how I saw myself, internally how I dealt with issues and problems and concerns, as I mentioned before on many of our podcasts, that comparison demon, that's what I'm going to call it, got me in trouble so many different times. And because of that, it really affected my ability to earn a major income in my business. Now, I'm not going to tell you that these issues don't arise even today. They still arise, but I have tools now. I am equipped now to handle these issues when they do show up. And that's the difference. Many of us are waiting for us to have this, for us to be perfect and never have any problems or never have any issues. That's not true. The truth is that we are still human and we still have challenges that tries to hinder us and distract us and to keep us off focus. But the goal is to have the tools and the resources on how to handle the problem when it does come. So let's get into our topic. Your personal issues are affecting your money. If your business isn't growing, how much of the problem is personal in nature? I want you to think about that for a moment. If your business isn't growing, how much of the problem is in personal nature? I'm going to address three personal issues I have seen in the years of business coach that can have a major impact on business success, or should I say the lack of it? So like I mentioned before, I'm going to break this down into series. So the very first one, the very first obstacle that is a personal issue that affects your money is low self-esteem. And you probably thinking, I'm a grown woman and I'm over my 40s, over, or, you know, in my 50s or even in my 60s. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. Low self-esteem will show up in many areas, and you need to know how to identify that those are low self-esteem, and so that you'll know how to deal with it. Low self-esteem impacts your business life in so many ways. One, it holds you back from entering into relationships that would have a positive impact on your business. Example, they wouldn't want to know me anyway. And here's another example. Oh, I don't trust anybody. That's a low self-esteem issue. You may say, no, that's a trust issue. No, it's a low self-esteem issue coupled with trust issues. That's I don't want to get into that part yet. And here's why. It's that because that sneaky thing that shows up, that comparison thing, it starts to show up. And when you're comparing yourself, you start to feel inadequate. You start to feel like you don't measure up. You start to feel like that I don't have what she has or what he has. And so it hinders and it affects your money. It holds you back from expressing your opinions and being seen as a thought leader. The reason why I know this to be true, as I mentioned before, I have experienced this. And even today, sometimes this tries to show up in my life. But now I know that, first of all, I don't have to fall prey to that because God has called me just as I am today. He has trusted me where I am today. I know enough based on where I am today to serve and have a great impact and influence in the marketplace today. And so I don't have to compare myself or get into the lie of what I'm not and accept the spirit of low self-esteem. So here's another part. It holds you back from networking with your target market. So you don't want to go out anywhere. You don't want to be in the crowd with other people. You want to stay at home. You want to stay behind the computer. It's safer. And you don't want to get out there and connect and meet new people. Been there, done that too. That's why I'm sharing it today. When you are not out networking, when you are not going out connecting and going investing in other trainings and teachings and being a vendor at different events, those are personal low self-esteem issues underlining holding you back because of the chatter of the lies that you're feeding into your mindset. And so you really have to understand how low self-esteem, as I mentioned, is affecting your money. Here's another one. I can really go on and on. Do you recognize yourself in all of this? If yes, accept a hug from me. And let me assure you that your low self-esteem does not have to hold you back. You can decide today that I am no longer going to operate in the spirit of fear. I'm not no longer going to operate in comparing myself. I'm no longer going to believe the lies of the enemy that tries to hinder me, because I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. And we read that all the time. in the book of Psalms, of how God has fearfully and wonderfully made each of us, and that we don't have to compare ourselves. Here is another scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, new things have come. You don't have to feed into your past. Your past is no longer a hindrance to you. You don't have to believe in those things anymore. You don't have to accept operating in that. Here's another issue I want to bring up. You can't hide low self-esteem. Many people, many women try to do that. And unfortunately, they think they're hiding, but it shows up in their behavior. Has anybody ever watched the movie Little? I actually just watched it over the week, a couple of weekends ago for my birthday. And I watched the movie twice. The first time I watched it, I thought it was for little girls. But then I watched it again with my friend, and what she really pulled out, and I was able to see it. Regina, the one who played the adult, when she became the little girl, that's how the little girl saw an adult. So she played out her emotions and her feelings as a little girl. She was mean. She was dogmatic. She was, I don't want to use the word bossy because we use the word, but she was really antagonizing. She was put people down. It was because of the little girl who had low self-esteem issues that was hindering her. Now, she became successful. She became successful, but she was very unhappy and she was very alone. Why I'm sharing this, that's how we are today as women. The little girl that has been wounded, who has been hurt, who has been bullied, shows up as an adult, and it shows up in our business, is trying to disguise itself, but at the end of the day, it is affecting your money. It is affecting your money, honey. So here's what I want to leave with you today, is that it doesn't matter how your life started, how many bad things have happened to you and around you, you are made new by your relationship with Jesus. Enhance new things about yourself. Whatever you hear negative self-talk in your mind, respond to it. Here's a powerful affirmation to speak over your life. I want you to listen to this good. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ, and I am his workmanship. Now, I know that's a lot for you to remember, but I want you to go back and listen to it again so you won't miss it. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's wisdom. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am his workmanship. Here's another part I want to share too as I end. You may not ever be able to achieve your goals of being a successful entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs must believe in themselves and their skills. There's no one to prop them up in times of doubt, except for God, of course. If you're still struggling with low self-esteem and it's overpowering you, please consider seeking out a good Christian life coach or counselor for help. Get someone to support you on this journey so you can show up. Fully embrace what God has given you to do. Make the money that you desire to earn so you can fulfill the mission and leave a financial legacy for your family. Well, that's enough for today, everyone. I want you to stay in tune for our next. Remind you, this is going to be a series. So as I mentioned before, the series is Okay, I'm getting my words all twisted up. Your personal issues are affecting your money. Now I'm trying to look at my notes here. Your personal issues are affecting your money. And the first one is your low self-esteem. Next session or next podcast will be procrastination. It's going to be juicy. So stay tuned for our next one. Remember, everyone, download that free training. All you need to do is go to thewomanchristianceo.com, click on free training, and get that free 42-minute webinar, Launch Your Life Coaching Empire. Well, until next time, be blessed, and I'll see you soon. God bless.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.